Year. Ramadan, the month of blessings, has come to you, wherein Allah Ta'ala turns towards you and sends down to you His special mercy, forgives your faults, accepts prayers, looks at all your competitions for the greatest good, and boasts to His Malaika about you. So show to Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala your righteousness from yourselves. For verily, the most pitiable and unfortunate one is he who is deprived of Allah's mercy in this month. A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Was'alhum 'anil qaryati allati kanat hadiratal bahr. This ayat here has got to do with a story, an incident that took place. We did make mention of it in one of the past tafsirs also, with regard to some people from the Bani Israel in the time of Sayyidina Dawud alayhi salatu wassalam. They used to live on the shores of a sea, and they were fishermen by trade, and they used to do their business. But being the Bani Israel, we find that they were very troublesome also. They used to trouble all the Anbiya alayhi salam. They used to do a whole lot of wrong things. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wanted to test them and put them through some kind of a difficulty. If they pass this test, good for them. If they fail it, they just won't get into a bigger problem. And what was that? That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said to them that when it is Yawmus Sabt, the Sabbath, Saturday, then you mustn't catch fish. Now these people were fishermen. So this was the order and the command that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave them. So now what happened is, when Saturday came, Yawmus Sabtihim Shurra'a, that day when Saturday came, the fish were right on top, right there on the shores, big. Now ask a fisherman what the difficulty that is. You see the fish there and you can't pull them. Allah's command is you mustn't go. Finish, you can't. That was their livelihood and that was everything. And then before that, there was very little or no fish. After that, again, there was no little or very few fish. There was no fish at all. But Saturday, there was a lot of fish. So these people started saying, we've got to make a plan here somehow. So some of them, somehow, they went quietly, as you say, still a kiss, and they started catching fish. And the others, they came up with another plan. Friday, they used to throw their nets. Saturday, they shouldn't do anything. So we're not catching fish. Sunday, they used to pull the nets out. Others, they did like this. They used to make a furrow from the ocean to a place and dig a pond. And when the fish used to come into the water, all they used to do was they just close it so the fish can't swim back. We're not catching fish. We just block the water. All these are tricks they were playing, and they were mocking the order and the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So now, when a person plays with Allah ta'ala like this, all they were supposed to realize is, and we must all realize, people of iman, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is definitely going to test us. Sometimes things are going to be very good, and sometimes things are going to be difficult. We are going to be sometimes tempted with such haram things, you know, such haram livelihood, and such haram and tempting things that are going to come our way. And Shaitan will say, take it, man, take a chance. When are you going to get a chance like that? So somebody will come with haram, stolen goods, or backdoor stuff, or whatever it is, and we are at the time in such a spot, we don't know what to do. Or sometimes a person is not getting a job, he gave his CV to 200 places. Finally, he gets a job in one place. What? A haram place. I always remember my one student, he was battling for a job many, many years ago. And then he got a job at South African breweries, of all the places. Not mixing and making the beer, the khamar, no. He had a job right in the front, in the offices. I told him, no, boy, you mustn't do like that. Haram. Now he also looked at me. I also felt so hard, so to tell him that. You know, now we could have made some plan. I said, no, okay, you are in the front, and you're not doing this, and you're only in that, and you're in Edmund, and all of that. But my heart didn't feel right that this man is going to be earning a rosy that is initially started off with haram. So he was hard. So I was also sad that I had to tell him that, but this was a test of Allah Ta'ala. Lucky he came to me. I'm not a buzruk or something. I don't know what I would have done. Allah saved me, but I told him, you mustn't do like that. So then, I said, what I must do? I said, I don't know what you must do. Now, his father had a clothing shop. So then he bought some utensils and some cutlery and dishes. And in his father's shop, he started selling it. Because now there was no job. And he was qualified, he qualified as something. I can't remember. It was not an accountant, but a good qualification he had, which would have fitted very well with the admin job he had. Then, alhamdulillah, you see, when you listen to Allah Ta'ala and you don't do, just in a few months, that corner of his father's shop, it was a clothing shop, You know, the old shops, they used to have blankets and clothing and this and that. So in one corner, it was his things. That place became too small. So the father said, next door shop is now a bit big for you. It's a bit better. Why don't you move out there? Subhanallah, he moved out there. And in a little while, he couldn't do that also. He had to go to an industrial area to get a warehouse there. Subhanallah. So this is the test of Allah. When you get the chance to be tested, just stay away from haram. I had another similar case also, one friend, also from South African breweries. And he also, you know, first he was working for Fedgas in Alberton. And then they retrenched him. He had a very good job. He came to me also, he said, well, what must I do now? I said, make dua, inshallah. Then one day he says he got a job at SA Breweries. I said, bhai, SA Breweries is not for us. So he went through a little few months of difficulty. Then Allah Ta'ala gave him a job at Eskom. You know, the one there opposite Nias Farm, Megawatt Park. Top, much, much more better job, much better benefits, much better salary, much better everything. And he was like a top job. So I told him, you see how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala helps people who, when they pass this test. So these are things we must keep in mind for always, for us also, for our youth also. Don't lose hope in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's mercy. When you do something for the sake of Allah, the other day also we spoke about it, Allah will give you such barakah and provide for you in such ways we never even thought about it. So nevertheless, coming back to these fishermen people here, so they did all these tricks here. So now there were three groups of people. One was these perpetrators, right? The second group was one group who told them, hey, you can't do like this. It's wrong what you're doing. Jamaat brothers, Satis, Molanas, whoever it was. It's haram what you're doing. You can't allow. You're still catching fish, but you're doing a scheme. It was a scheme. It's called hila in Arabic. So sometimes people for Sharia, you know, when they want to do something in a haram way, then they'll go look fine and look for some kind of a fatwa from some nice mufti who will say, well, actually, if you do it like this and you say like this and you sign this, then that thing it becomes halal. Why? It's dangerous. Watch out. Don't play with Allah Ta'ala. So be careful, especially when it comes to this financial and this, you know, commercial stuff. You must be very, very careful. So nevertheless, the one group told them, don't do it. And the third group, they just stayed away from them. They didn't tell them, do it, don't do it. They just cut themselves away and they had nothing to do with them. So there were three groups, the perpetrators, the people who stopped them, and the one group that went away from their head. They said nothing, they didn't say nothing, but in their heart, they felt very, very bad. You see, there's one hadith where Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says that you feel bad about things. You think about bad, about an act which is very, very haram. You don't do anything about it, but you distance yourself from there. So these are the three people. Now when these people did not listen, then the Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala order came. فَلَمَّا عَتَوْ عَمَّا نُهُوا عَنْهُ When they transgressed what Allah Ta'ala has stopped them from, قُلْنَا لَهُمْ كُونُوا قِرَدَةً خَاسِئِينَ Allah Ta'ala then transformed them into monkeys and apes overnight. Imagine in the morning you get up, you see your neighbor is looking like a monkey. You get up in the morning, you see your uncle looking like a monkey. So what happened here now? What a scary thing it must be if you try and put yourself in that situation there. And they went to their relatives. The relatives even recognized them. The relatives recognized them. Say, oh, this is this guy here. What happened to him now? So in the other ayat of the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَجَعَلَ مِنْهُمُ الْقِرَدَةَ وَالْخَنَازِيرِ That we change people into pigs as well as into apes. We change them, right? So these people were now punished like that. And they were crying. They were crying because of what overcame them. But it is the law of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when this kind of it is called adab of maskh. Maskh means disfiguration. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doesn't let these people live. They say within 3 days they all die. Their, what you call it, lineage does not continue. There's no procreation on their side. So then they all dies. They all died. So this was an incident that is mentioned in the Quran. You know this Dawan fellow, they talk a lot of nonsense that, you know, our grandfathers were apes. You know, like that. They're talking nonsense. Even our children know that in the school. When they teach Darwin's theory, they come and ask me, say, what is this nonsense here? So that's nonsense. Why is it some people believe what Darwin said? But what Quran is saying, that you watch out, you play with the command of Allah, Allah will do this to you. People don't take it seriously. When Allah says it's a dangerous thing, don't do it, watch out. When Allah puts stories like this in the Quran, it's not to come and entertain us. It is for us to become more conscious about our relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We must avoid mocking the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So nevertheless, these people then were destroyed in this way. So one very important thing we learn from here, number one, is don't make mockery of the deen. Number two, when the masla is very clear, then don't try and do schemes and all plots and tricks. That is the thing. And the third thing is that don't, when you see somebody doing something wrong, then our responsibility is to tell the person. You must encourage him and you must advise him. Tell him, "Boy, what you are doing is not right. It is wrong." Now there were two groups. One group, it is said, that moved away. What happened to them? So according to most of the commentators, Allah did not punish them also. But it's not mentioned in the Quran because that is not the advised attitude, that if somebody is doing wrong, you move away, you stay somewhere else. No. The right thing to do is tell the people what you are doing is wrong. And when you do, you advise them. With qalat ummatum minhum lima ta'izuna qawman illah. You see, they were giving wise, they were giving advice to the people. When somebody is doing wrong, we mustn't now go on another tangent and tell them, you know how some of our people do in our country. Yeah? You're a jahannami, you're going to go, you're a moron, and you're going to fasiq and fajir and kafir and murshirk and murtad, and Allah alone knows. You don't do like that. That's not going jahannam. How they know you in jahannam? So you don't go there. That is not the rule. That's not the way of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam when he made the da'wah. You give da'wah with love, with kindness. فَقُولَ لَهُ قَوْلًا لَيِّنًا. Allah Ta'ala said, Musa alayhi salam, talk nicely to Fir'aun. Fir'aun said, he's Allah. What worse can anybody do? But Nabi said, Allah Ta'ala told Musa alayhi salam, talk, قُولَ لَهُ قَوْلًا لَيِّنًا. لَعَلَّهُ يَتَذَكَّرُ وَيَخْشَى. Maybe he'll take advice, or maybe he'll have fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So nevertheless, our responsibility is to tell the person what you are doing wrong, use examples, use logic, and leave it then in the hands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَذَكِّرْ فَإِنَّ الذِّكْرَى. Because تَنْفَعُ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. That helping, you know, giving advice to somebody is very, very beneficial. وَذَكِّرْ إِنَّ فَعَتِ الذِّكْرَى. Giving advice is very, very beneficial. And leave it at that. So this is what our responsibility is. Don't sit and say, well, it's them. It's not going to happen to us. No. We don't do that. Must try and stop them and leave it in the hands of Allah. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq.